Second one must be putting a follow-up office visitation garbage all, CARBAJAL, first name David, DAVID, date of birth is 2/11/1946, day of office is 1/22/2013. Please send a copy of his work, Dr. Syed, S-Y-E-D, Rahman, R-A-H-M-A-N, M-D, 10410 Southeastern Avenue, Suite number 100, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. Dr. Rahman, I'm opposing David Carbajal in the office of the follow-up offices at period. Mr. Carbajal was seen initially at the Valley Hospital Medical Center on 7/28/2012, period. Presented there from a Desert Springs Hospital with complaints of weakness in the upper extremities along with pain. He had temperature with positive blood cultures with a recent history of a coma and tracheostomy just 4 months prior to presentation period. He says he has had a long history of numbness in the fingers with problems with the dexterity period. He had imaging performed that showed severe multi-level spondylosis with neurofibromatous hearing, disc bulge protrusions and cord prominent cord narrowing, period. He apparently has been residing at Horizon Specialty Center. He has been using a scooter for the last 7 to 8 years now. He has other comorbidities, including diabetes, hypertension, past history pneumonia, COPD, asthma, sleep apnea, lupus, anemia, chronic kidney disease. He's had a right BKA as well, period. He presents office today with a caregiver. He is in his scooter. He says overall his strength in his arms is better than it was when he was in the hospital. There's been some improvement, although he says he still has complaints of dexterity problems as well as numbness and weakness more on the left arm than the right, period. He can't straighten out his fingers on both of his hands. He has prominent weakness in the deltoid on the left as well as the biceps. Period. I can't get the reflexes, maybe secondary to his size. He has no Hoffman signs. Period. His heart is regular in rhythm, the chest is clear, abdomen is soft and benign, extremities warm and dry. He has a right BKA, period. His MRI was reviewed. It was done on 7/29/2012, period. There's somewhat of a congenital narrow canal with some straightening of normal lordosis. There's severe stenosis extending from 3-4 down to 6-7 levels, down to the 6-7 level, period. At this point, I had suggested repeating a cervical spine MRI to see where we stand at this time. He clinically is improving, but still has a lot of problems. I told him that without surgery, he may have worsening symptomatology, including weakness, numbness, and or paralysis. It's possible he may have some type of a central cord syndrome, his last hospitalization, period. At this point, he's in agreement with obtaining the MRI, but it's not sure he would want to undergo any type of surgery, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to participate in the care of this patient. Any other questions, please refer to the call respectfully, Dr. Keith S. Blum.